All right, let's look at the misuses. Taking up offenses. This, a lot of these things will be obvious to you. Because of this deep loyalty they feel toward people, sometimes a person feels hurt. You know this. Sometimes a person feels hurt, but they shouldn't feel hurt. They're just kind of got a chip on the shoulder, you know, and somebody said something or somebody did a little something, and they're hurt. Well, if the merciful person is not careful, they'll take up that offense that that person has when they really shouldn't. And they'll get irritated that somebody else dared say what they said or something, and maybe what they said was kind of trivial. So the person with the gift of mercy has to be careful about not taking up an offense. They need to learn, just like a prophet and an exhorter, they need to learn from the prophets and exhorters that sometimes hurts are there to bring about some good in that person's life. And if they can recognize that, it'll help them be a little more balanced. Number two, becoming possessive. Because they like to be close to people and they treasure the close relationship with friends, they can become possessive of people to the extent that they get a little irritated and jealous if the person's spending too much time with another person. They'll monopolize their friend's time or their loved one's time. And if they experience a disappointment at some point in their life in a relationship, you know, they had somebody they really trusted and they really loved, and it's something happened that caused disappointment, then they can be even more possessive with the next relationship. And something people with the gift of mercy have to be sensitive about. Number three, tolerating evil. This all fits together. If they don't know why other people are hurting, they may sympathize with that person without understanding that it may be because of that person's own sin. See, that's something people with mercy have a hard time learning sometimes. Many people are hurting and suffering because they've blown it. They've done something wrong, and now they're suffering for it. And they need to try to see people through eyes of exhorters and prophets sometimes. They still need to be sensitive. They still need to care, and they still need to love people. But they need to be able to recognize that this person may be hurting because of something that they've done wrong. If they're not, they may find themselves encouraging somebody who's done something wrong and sort of tolerating the wrong that's brought up about the hurt. You see what I'm saying? That's a danger there. Number four, failing to be firm. All these go together. If a person has the gift of mercy, is in a position of leadership, and there's nothing wrong with that, I want to emphasize this again, folks. I'm chasing a little rabbit here. I want to make sure you're clear about this. A person can have any one of the seven motivational gifts and be a powerful pastor. Any one of them. You don't have to be a prophet to be a powerful pastor. A person can have any one of these seven spiritual gifts and be a powerful teacher. You don't have to just have the gift of teaching, the motivational gift of teaching, to have the ministry gift of teaching and be effective. Many teachers are merciful people. Many teachers are givers. All the gifts can be used in any position. What will happen is a pastor who has the gift of prophecy will operate a little differently than a pastor with the gift of mercy. But there's nothing wrong with that. God has a purpose and plan for them in every church. And we need to accept that. Don't get it in your head that if you have certain motivation, you have to have a certain ministry. That's not true. Many times, there are people with the gift of mercy or in positions of leadership. And that's fine. But what they have a hard time doing is when somebody under their leadership needs discipline, when somebody under their leadership needs firmness, when somebody needs to be told, don't do that, do this, boy, it's hard for them to do that. It's hard for the person with the gift of mercy because they don't want to hurt anybody and they're just afraid they're going to hurt somebody. So they may be not firm when they need to be firm. And sometimes that can lead to a situation where somebody needs to repent under their leadership, and that person is not repenting because nobody's confronting them. Now, if there's a prophet in the group, they'll react to that. And they may talk to the person with mercy and say, look, you got to get tough here. You can't let this go on. And, of course, when the prophet reacts, if they're not careful, other people with the gift of mercy will react to the prophet. That's why we need to understand these things, so we don't just react according to our gut feelings, but we'll understand what God wants us to do, how he wants us to learn from each other. Number five, leaning on emotions. People with the gift of mercy have a tendency to trust their emotions more than reason. And it can even get to the point where people with the gift of mercy who are not tuned in to the Holy Spirit, not tuned in to God, they take part of the Scripture and they just are bewildered at parts of the Scripture where God seems to be being harsh. They think, how could God do that? I don't see how God could do this thing. You know, you read some of the places in the Scripture where God dealt with people pretty sternly, pretty harshly, and a person with the gift of mercy can have a tough time with those Scriptures. Number six, defrauding the opposite sex. I think this is very important in the church. I think there's been a lot of grief here because of this. People with the gift of mercy are very sensitive. and they're good listeners, and they care, and they care about people's feelings, and they tune into people's feelings. And sometimes somebody from the opposite sex will misunderstand that, and they'll interpret it as a romantic interest, and it can cause a lot of problems because the gift of mercy doesn't intend for it to be communicated that way. They're shocked sometimes when they realize they've been taken the wrong way. And the point is, though, it can be taken the wrong way, and people with the gift of mercy need to be very, very careful how they use their gift when they're dealing with somebody of the opposite sex, because they can communicate something they really don't mean to communicate. It's a danger. Number 7, reacting to God's purposes. Again, they find it difficult to understand why God would allow people to suffer. And they can even get bitter toward God if they're not walking with God, and if they're not full of the Spirit. They can get bitter toward God because He's allowing people to suffer that they care about. They don't want to see them hurt, and He doesn't seem to be taking the hurt away. But God may have a purpose in it that they can't see. And it's something a person with a gift of mercy has to work on. Number 8, failing to show deference. This is talking about the fact that sometimes people need to have relationships, people that are close to the person with the gift of mercy, they need to have relationships with other people too. And the gift of mercy may want to monopolize them to the point that they're not willing to let other people's needs be met by that person. They want to control that person's life more. Maybe that's got something to do with Jesus reproving John when he said, "Hey, let me sit on your right hand, Jesus, so I can be close to you." And Jesus reproved John and James for that request. Number 9, cutting off insensitive people. People who are not sensitive to emotional hurts, people who are in the body of Christ and they see somebody hurting and they don't notice it, and the person with the gift of mercy does notice it, they can really get upset because the other person didn't notice it. And they can even get so upset that they cut them off because they're not being sensitive. So a person with the gift of mercy has to be careful and recognize not everybody has your gift. Don't cut them off just because they're not as sensitive as you are. Just make it your goal to try to gently help them learn to be more sensitive like God's shown you. That's part of the reason He gave you the gift.